There's political frustration as gun violence continues to plague Papua New Guinea. It's prompted the Papua New Guinea government, the UN and EU to organise a conference to evaluate and discuss the problem. Scott Waire and Whina Whanua reports.
That's the sound of gunmen who massacred 60 people in an armed ambush. The incident occurred in February in the district of Wapenamanda in Enga province, where a tribal conflict has been raging for years. The shocking tragedy has increased domestic and international pressure on Papua New Guinea's government to urgently address gun violence in the country. On Monday, the UN organized a conference bringing together experts from the EU, the UN, the PNG Defense Force to discuss the proliferation of firearms. RNZ Pacific correspondent in Papua New Guinea, Scott Waire, says the goal of the conference is to formulate a policy that would address PNG's gun crisis.
The idea is to develop a strategy to control the widespread use of rifles, guns and pistols and all that in the communities. And hopefully by the end of the 3 days, there'll be some sort of strategy document or a draft in place that they will take to government.
Among the officials in attendance is Papua New Guinea's Law and Order Parliamentary Committee Chair and Koroba Kopiago MP William Bando. Mr. Bando, who is a victim of gun violence himself, wants the government to act promptly to curb gun violence and says the situation is dire.
I don't know where we're heading as a country, seriously. There's no respect for rule of law, and who should be the ones equipped with firearms? Are the security forces? Or are we going to allow civilians to be carrying firearms and the security forces walking around side by side, both armed? What kind of country have we become?
Former Papua New Guinea Defense Force Commander Jerry Singerock says the country is dragging its feet on addressing the country's gun problems. Singerock, who offered a gun control report in 2005, calls for tougher gun regulations. He wants to ban the public from owning guns. He told RNZ Pacific the reforms proposed by the reports are yet to be tabled in Parliament.
There's absolutely no political will. I have had conversations with the late Grand Chief Peter O'Neill. I've made reference to the current Prime Minister in the last government, this government, and there has been no response. There's no ownership of the gun issue. The country is bleeding. The country is struggling.
William Bando supports Singerock's report and backs calls to ban gun ownership. Bando has in the past called on the public to surrender firearms.
2005, Jerry Singerock, Major General, put an extensive report on that. And if you read through it, it's only for our government to implement a lot of those recommendations, which will help our police implement the removal of small arms and firearms throughout Papua New Guinea. We need to make a decision. We need to get an outcome and not talk about it anymore.
According to the Global Organized Crime Index, Papua New Guinea has the second highest crime rates as of 2024. The highest is Venezuela.